Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Neil Chen. I just made an online reservation at your hotel, but when I saw the confirmation page, I realized that I'd made a mistake in the dates. Can I make a change?
I'll be happy to change your reservation, provided we have a room available. Could you please give me your confirmation code?
Sure. It's VF732. I want the reservation for the following weekend, January 10th through 12th. Will the price be the same?
Let me see. Yes, we do have a room available for that weekend at the same rate. So I've changed your booking with us. You can expect an updated confirmation in your email shortly.
Number 32. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 33. Why is the man calling? Number 34. What will the woman email the man? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Mr. Lin. We have a package for you to pick up here at the Morseville Post Office. You should have received a missed delivery card when we tried to deliver it a week ago.
I'm looking through my mail now, and I can't find any notice about a missed delivery. I just got back from vacation.
Oh, I see. Well, that shouldn't be a problem. Just be sure to bring along some form of photo identification when you come to pick your package up.
Number 35. Who most likely is the woman? Number 36. What does the man say he cannot find? Number 37. What does the woman ask the man to bring with him? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I saw the flyer posted in the window of your gallery advertising art classes. I wondered if I could sign up for the watercolor painting class on Tuesday evening.
Sorry, but the classroom is too small to accommodate more than a few people, and that class is already full.
Oh, that's disappointing. Is there any chance you'll offer a second class?
Yes, we're thinking about holding one on Wednesday night also. Would you like me to put your name down on the waiting list?
Number 38. What does the woman want to do at the art gallery? Number 39. What problem does the man mention? Number 40. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Miller. It's Hector Diaz calling from Jackson Real Estate. An apartment has just been listed that I think you might be interested in. It's a one-bedroom place that's available immediately, but best of all, it's near Fulbright Park.
Near Fulbright Park? Oh, that's wonderful news. The park is very close to my office. That's exactly what I'd hoped for.
Would you like to look at the apartment? We can get in to see it sometime tomorrow if you're free.
I'm busy in the morning, but the afternoon would be fine. Let me write down where it is and I can meet you there.
Number 41. What type of business does the man work for? Number 42. Why is the woman pleased? Number 43. What does the woman plan to do tomorrow afternoon? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Kim, I finished setting up the table, so it looks like we're all ready to open the cafe at 8 o'clock. Is there anything else you'd like me to do?
Yes. Someone from the city maintenance department called yesterday and told me that a crew will be repairing the pavement right outside the cafe today. I'm worried that customers won't know we're open, and we can't afford to lose the business.
Well, why don't I put a sign out front that tells customers we're open and that they can come in through the side entrance?
Number 44. What does the woman say will happen today? Number 45. What is the woman worried about? Number 46. What does the man offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thank you for taking me to that wonderful concert. It was a nice way to celebrate the merger of our companies.
We knew you'd enjoy it. That string quartet performs all over the world.
I'm not surprised. So, my flight doesn't leave until noon. Should I come by your office in the morning to finish up the paperwork?
Oh, Ms. Yamada is handling that.
Yes, I am. I'll be in the office by 8 in the morning, so you can stop by any time after that. There are only a few final documents to sign.
Number 47. What are the speakers celebrating? Number 48. What does the man imply when he says,
"That string quartet performs all over the world"?
Number 49. What do the women agree to do in the morning? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I don't know how I'm going to get through all the resumes that were submitted for the accountant positions we advertised. We received several hundred applications for three positions.
That is a lot of applications. I can help you review some of them. Why don't I take half of them?
That would be great. I don't have hard copies of them, though. The files are all saved on my computer.
Okay, do you think you can print the ones you want me to work on? I prefer to read through them on paper.
Number 50. What are the speakers trying to do? Number 51. What does the man suggest? Number 52. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Rita. Thanks for taking a look at my car to see if it needs any work. I'd like to list it for sale by the end of the week because I need to buy a larger car.
Well, I think buyers will really like the car because the exterior has been well maintained. However, I can see a few holes in the cloth on the front seat. I'd certainly recommend having that repaired.
Okay. Do you know if it'll cost a lot to have new fabric put on the seat?
I have a friend who does that kind of work, and he's very affordable. I'll look for his card so you can call him for an estimate.
Number 53. Why is the man selling his car? Number 54. According to the woman, why will buyers like the car? Number 55. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling from Burke Country Tours. We're interested in having some t-shirts made for our customers, and I saw your advertisement in the newspaper. Could you give me some information about your quantities and prices?
Certainly. Shirts are $8 each, but if you order a lot of them, that is more than 50, you'll get a 15% discount off of the total price.
That price seems reasonable. So we'd like to get our company logo printed on the shirts. Is that hard to do?
No, it's actually really easy. Just go to our website, upload the image of your logo, and then place your order.
Number 56. What does the man want to purchase? Number 57. How can the man receive a discount? Number 58. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Sorry to bother you, but I'm wondering if either of you remember someone named James Pullman? He worked here at the newspaper a few months ago.
That name doesn't sound familiar. Why?
Someone from Colby Media called today. James applied for a job there, and he listed our newspaper agency as his last place of employment. They asked for a recommendation, but I never actually worked with him.
James Pullman? I remember James. He was one of our staff photographers for about a year. He was very talented.
Well, would you mind providing the recommendation then?
Sure, I'd be happy to. But I wish he had contacted one of us directly. That's the usual procedure.
Number 59. Where do the speakers work? Number 60. Why did Colby Media contact the speakers' workplace? Number 61. What does the woman imply when she says,
I never actually worked with him?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and menu.
Excuse me, are you ready to order lunch or are you waiting for someone else to arrive?
Oh, I'm ready to order. I'm eating alone. I'm preparing for a meeting this afternoon, and I need somewhere quiet to work.
Of course. What would you like?
I'm interested in the daily special. Can you tell me what it is?
Today, it's a small cheese pizza and a beverage.
Oh, I think that's what I'll get. And by the way, since I'll be working on my laptop here, can I have the password for the restaurant's wireless internet?
Sure. It's on the back of the menu.
Number 62. Why does the woman say she is at the restaurant? Number 63. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay for her menu item? Number 64. What does the man say is on the back of the menu? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and magazine cover.
Let's talk about November's cover. This month's issue is about trends in smartphone technology, and we've selected our cover photo for that. Now, which story should be mentioned on the cover?
Reiko is working on a story about teaching people how to develop their own applications for smartphones.
Oh, that's a good angle. But do you think that's cover page material?
It's got an educational theme, and she's interviewed people from many age groups for the story. I think it'll attract a lot of readers who don't normally buy our magazine.
Good point. Let's put Reiko's headline just below the cover photo. Any ideas for which stories to put on the sides of the center photo?
Number 65. According to the woman, what is the topic of this month's issue? Number 66. According to the man, why should Reiko's story be included on the cover? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Where will the title of Reiko's story be? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Excuse me, I bought some camping supplies earlier this year, and I was sure the store I bought them from was right here.
Well, our store's just been at this location for a couple of months. The one that was here before, Amir's Outdoor Equipment, moved right next door. This shop was just too small for them.
Thanks. The owner, Amir, is such a great guy. I can always trust his recommendations. I'm hoping to buy a tent from him today.
Well, I know that today is his day off, but his daughter manages the store when he's not there. I'm sure she'll help you find what you're looking for.
Number 68. What does the man ask the woman about? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where does the woman work? Number 70. What does the woman say about Amir?